Film Vault. Oh, that's the Film Vault. Welcome to the Film Vault. That's Anderson. I'm Brian Bishop. We're your hosts. Today in the Film Vault, top five movies that are streaming right now. Top five instant streams, volume two. We've done this once before. We're doing it again from time to time. Because, all the streaming services out there, the Netflixes of the world, the Amazons of the world, what have you, they change up their lineup from time to time. They pull movies off, they put movies on.
It's a constant carousel.
And this being the summer, realize a lot of you guys are students, or a lot of you guys have time off, vacation, what have you, realize this is a time to check out a few movies. You got some downtime.
A lot of couch scratching going on this time of year.
What's couch scratching?
It's where you're laying on the couch and people scratch themselves.
Oh.
Watch movies.
That's very literal.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm a literal thinker.
Well, these are movies you can scratch yourselves to.
Oh, you don't have to scratch yourself. But
you can.
So a lot of people sitting around scratching themselves out. I had this thought the other day.
Oh, no.
Terrible.
Oh, no. I don't like anything. There's some prefaces with that.
You know, people do a lot of multitasking these days.
Yeah.
Especially when they're involving the computer.
That's right.
Think how many people are there listening to our voices right
now. No, but we're bunder killers. I don't think anyone listens to us and gets...
We see what you're doing. You got to be ashamed
of
yourself.
That's right. I can see you right now. You
that
sick
is
fuck.
Disgusting. Put that away. What's wrong with you? And on the couch where you have visitors and family? Disgust me.
After last week's clean episode, I'm glad we get back to the normal filth that is
the
Film Vault.
Look at something and it's like when it's like done on the internet, you're just like, not even ashamed with yourself. You just kind of like chuckle. Like, I can't believe I just looked at that. What's wrong with me?
Yeah, for some of the more depraved stuff, for sure.
We are off topic. I'm glad that you just admitted that you look at depraved stuff. I have not.
I get
clean.
Sent it's depraved stuff.
Here's what I like to do.
Stumble
on
upon.
Flick Fashion. Brian, now. Yep. Here's what I like to do. My website, AndersonCowan.com. Thanks, guys. A lot of fun stuff going on over there.
I
still not figured
that.
Out how to how to actually answer you back with the emails that you're sending me. However, I'm getting them, and I will
whatever
answer them
do,
back.
Whatever you do, don't go on Twitter.
I will answer them back on the show. Melissa Bergson writes in. She's very upset with me because I'm not FlickFest Goon yet. Here's the problem. I've had Goon on my instant stream watch at the top of the queue. It's a
Sean
movie
William
about a
Scott
goon.
Hockey player.
Yes. Supposed to be the best hockey movie since Slapshot. Can't wait to watch this movie. I've been very busy, Brian.
As opposed to all the other hockey movies?
The only free time I have, a girl sitting right next to me. And I'm like, I don't know how many times. Probably a dozen times. I've said, how about Goon? How about we watch Goon? And she goes, no. We will not watch that.
Is that just a weird power thing? Because she could enjoy it. It could be a funny movie. With some
she didn't like Slapshot, so that's what she's basing it on. She didn't like Slapshot. Almost broke off the engagement when that little nugget was...
How'd you guys possibly recover from that?
It was difficult.
I'll bet.
So, Melissa, we'll be getting into that soon, but that's where I stand with that. But it is streaming. Nick Taylor, thank you for
answering your mail here on the Film Vault. This is fantastic.
Nick Taylor emails me. Check out AndersonCowan.com.
Oh, my God.
Nick, dude, look, it's a long, long
please
email.
Please run your plugs by
email.
Me before the show.
It's a long fucking email. And Sieta said fuck here because I wasn't allowed to say fuck last week.
That's right.
He claimed that I said fuck a lot.
You did?
I said fuck more than any other fucking show.
We shall see.
Until this week.
We shall see.
Nick Taylor wants to know if he said he's never heard us talk about Shallow Grave. We've both
really?
Talked about Shallow
we
Grave.
We've talked about
Shallow
it.
Shallow Grave's a solid movie. He says it reminds him of American Psycho.
No.
He says it in the sense that it's a satire.
I would like to go back and watch it again because at the time it felt very raw to me.
I checked it. Not streaming, so that's all we're going to talk about, Shallow Grave. But it's an early Danny Boyle film. It's his first film. I do recommend it. Ewan McGregor, check out that Shallow Grave.
So you're bringing up, you're answering viewer mail, listener mail about movies we're not going to talk about.
Yeah.
Great.
That's what I'm
doing. It's good.
I'm just saying, hey, Nick, we've talked about it. Where you been? Come on.
That's good stuff.
It was on episode 73. Actually, we don't even number our episodes, do we?
Logan does.
Logan.
That's for my own organizational purposes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's very Asian in that way. Okay, let's do this. Were you jealous last week when you were staring at Gil, thinking he's 9 years old, he's got the same genetic makeup as I do?
And he's been a guest on this podcast before I have?
Mm-hmm. What?
On this podcast?
Wow, Logan wants to be a guest. Look at that little
that
flip. Wow.
Wow. I mean, don't think you protest too much.
No, that didn't work there.
Sorry. That's Freudian slip.
There's really no protesting.
Freudian slip.
It was a Freudian slip.
Right.
And, that's cute. You know what we should do?
What's that?
We should have him on as a guest one day.
I disagree.
But we should never air it. We should never even push record.
We should never air
it. We'll never even push record. We'll give him a mic that's not even plugged in. Sounded good, but
it's only going straight to his headphones.
You were a guest on the holiday abortion.
I can't hear you. You were whispering.
You were a guest. Oh, also, one final little piece of business here from the listeners. Hands on. Every now and again, I got a package delivered directly to me here at work. 8944 Lindblade.
What do you got there?
8944 Lindblade, if anyone else would like to send any packages. No note, however, your name, Nathaniel Feiwiger. Feiwiger, I'm terrible with names. Can you read that name there, Brian?
Yeah, Feiwiger.
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 Nathaniel sent
Feiwiger.
Two books. I can only assume one copy is for me, one copy is for you. And Brian, This is this works two ways.
Oh, look at the title.
The Van Gogh Blues.
Yeah.
The Creative Person's Path Through Depression. So Brian gets a copy. I get a copy. Logan, you can read the copy, whoever finishes first. Thank you very much for that, Nathaniel. It works two ways because the title works for how we end the show every week, Brian. And I am a depressed creative person.
That's true. You are.
So hopefully this book will help me break out of
it. This is fantastic.
Thank you very much, Nathaniel.
By the way, if you send anything to us, include a note, for God's sake.
It's hard because what people do is they send it straight from Amazon.
Oh, that's true. I didn't realize that. You're right.
Straight from Amazon. Amazon doesn't let you put the little – they should do – Amazon, listen up. You should put a little like –
personalize.
Where you can do the little – you know, the little –
Morse code?
No.
Oh, Telegram?
Telegram, yeah. Telegram. And I wanted to say stop on it.
Stop.
Yeah.
And.
Yeah.
That's right.
But thank you very much for that. And it would be very ironic, Nathaniel, if you didn't click through. You just bought the books straight out and sent them to us.
That'd be nice. F you.
Very, very nice. Thank you. I am going to read this book.
I'm excited to hear your review.
I'm going
to
read it when I'm
going to flick fest. What's it called when you're going to book fest? You're going to book fest this?
We've never done that. We won't.
Okay.
However.
Speaking of which.
No, I'm not going to talk about it.
Okay.
I'm going to talk about that book.
Flick fashion time. We're going to confess the flicks we've seen in the past week. Anderson and I see movies, and then we flick fest them. That's how it works. I went first last time, Anderson. You go first.
All right. I have no idea. I wasn't prepared. Come on, bro.
Sort of catch you off guard there, buddy.
Ooh, okay. Saw a movie called Me and You and Everyone We Know.
Okay.
You familiar, Brian?
It's in theaters now, isn't it?
No, it's not in theaters. Mm-hmm. It has been on my queue for quite some time.
Because I'm thinking a different movie.
2005 came out.
Definitely a different movie.
Miranda July, who you probably not have heard of. She's an independent filmmaker and an actress. She made this.
If she is good, she'd be in the studio system. Making
John Hawkes stars in it. And it was before John Hawkes was John Hawkes.
Yeah, I love John Hawkes.
From Deadwood, and he was in that movie with Jennifer Lawrence.
With the Frozen River, no, what the fucking...
Brian, the language.
It's the movie that people love, the one in the woods where she's...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she cuts off the
I can't believe we do a movie about, a talk show about movies, and we don't know... My brain is starting to fall apart a little bit with the names of movies are just falling out.
I know, it's tough. It's not Frozen River.
I'm going to get it. I'm going to
Winter's Bone.
The Winter's Bone is what it was.
It's good. It's good.
Anyways, yes, so he was in Winter's Bones. He's in Me and You and Everyone I Know. Let me tell you this. I can't really outright recommend this movie. I'm glad I saw it. It was funny at times. It was quirky. It was very uncomfortable very often. Mm-hmm. The girl and I watched it, and she looked at me a couple times and said, "Why are you making me watch this movie?" A lot of child, semi-erotic conversation, inappropriate talk. A little four-year-old boy talking about how, you know, they're online. It's kind of like a 2005, like, online chit-chat. Like, if you remember,
This is To Catch a Predator prime time.
Yeah, prime time. It's like where kids were first talking to adults without faces on the computer. Mm-hmm. So they got like a
access to kids was easier.
4-year-old little boy,
good old days,
typing back and forth to a stranger talking about sex stuff.
That's right.
He's so innocent and young.
4-year-old?
He's like 4. Yeah. Oh, and he's talking to his big brother about it too.
14's different.
And his big brother's like, "Hey, what do you want to type back to this tour?" Like, because she's talking about, you know, stuff. And he's like, "Tell her I want to poop into her butt, and then she can poop back into my butt, and it will be like that, back and forth, back and forth."
Get that drop.
And then he like draws pictures of the two butts pooping into each other. It's bizarre. It's really odd. Only a woman can make this. If a man made this, I think the people would point and say, pedophile.
There's something wrong with that guy.
But and then there's like two teenage girls that go over and give the kid, the teenage boy, a blowjob.
Ooh.
And because they want to figure out who's better. But it's not erotic. It's very it's very Todd Solondz uncomfortable. And it's all about a broken family and a guy you know who's out there in dating life and he's not really taking very good care of his kids and he's a shoe salesman. It's interesting. Did not love it though.
Okay.
But it's streaming if you'd like to check it out.
Footnote, by the way, John Hawkes is in I saw a trailer. I've seen it twice now called The Sessions. Have you seen this?
Yes.
It looks fantastic.
It looks decent. You and Everyone We Know. Decent little movie. I wish it was a little bit darker, a little lighter. Kind of didn't really find the tone for it.
Treaded the line. And
yeah.
Okay.
It was cute, though. Miranda July, I should say. She stars in it, and she was very good as well. Ethan Hawke and her were very good. Now, here's one that I definitely do recommend.
Mm.
The People versus George Lucas. I'm a little bit late on this.
Oh, got him a cue.
I've heard people talking about it here and there. I'm sure all the fanboys, if there are any fanboys who actually... Do you think we have fanboys that listen to this program?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
I should judge by the freaking Amazon stuff.
Someone
bought a Lego Star Wars thing a couple weeks ago.
I don't know if that means you're a fanboy.
What?
I don't know if that means you're a fan.
Come on, buddy.
Really?
You're better than
Maybe
that.
He's buying it for his friend.
That's a great point.
But you know, I would think a fanboy would have bought that when it came out.
That's
you know what I mean?
That's a great point.
Most people that are interviewed in this movie, it's a movie about disgruntled, disenfranchised semi-disenfranchised Star Wars fans who have had it up to their ass with George Lucas, much the same way I have with Spielberg and anyone fucking with their own art and ruining or raping our childhood, right, as many people said it. Because these movies were very precious to Brian and I, these three Star Wars movies that came out when we were children, and we fell in love with them. And to think that the guy who created them would go back and fuck with them and make it so we can't even watch the originals anymore.
It's very cynical.
It's very interesting. Whose right is it? Like, is it his right because he created it? Or do we have some kind of right to that because it is our childhood and our memories? And it really gets into hardcore fanboys are interviewed in this. I love the pacing of this movie. I thought it was fantastic. I went online, and a lot of the fanboys don't like it.
Really?
I don't know. I'm not sure exactly what hit them the wrong way. But it comes full circle. You hear, you know, what they actually believe at the very end. I am a giant Star Wars fan, and I watched it with the girl once again. She's never really seen any. I don't think she's seen parts of them, but Star Wars and Star Trek, same movie in her head.
Oh,
she loved this
terrible.
Movie, though. She loved this movie. So what's that say about the people versus George Lucas? So even if you're not a Star Wars fan, or if you're, you know, you were a casual Star Wars fan like Brian and I wouldn't say the word hardcore.
I do like the films quite a bit, but yeah, I do not fall on the hardcore end of the spectrum.
I mean, I was furious about Jar Jar, furious, and like hearing all
these
people.
I own the original
people,
trilogy on DVD, but that's not
that's
really,
not the
that's
original.
The original
not
trilogy.
On DVD. No,
they released those on DVD. No, well, whatever. But you know what
that's
I'm
what
saying.
What he fucked with? No, you don't have. You got to go VHS.
But my point
the original,
is,
original.
I would not be considered on the fanboy end of the spectrum.
But Alexandre O. Felipe, I thought it was very well kept my interest the entire. 93 minutes, very enjoyable, and it is streaming.
Sweet, yeah, I know. I saw my cue.
I almost put on my top five because I really did enjoy it.
Wow,
I enjoyed it a lot. I mean, I was laughing out loud numerous times.
Okay,
and they interview a slew of people and
any famous people?
Nah, not so much.
I'd imagine you get a lot of mileage out of interviewing some celebrities who love Star Wars.
Yeah, not much. They didn't have to. I mean, the fanboys did. A lot of the awful videos, some of the worst things I've ever seen, like the cheesiest, gayest like fan videos, montages and homages to Star Wars I've
Kevin
ever
Smith
seen.
Kevin Smith is not in this?
No, I don't believe
wow,
so.
Wow, I believe it. They'd be remiss not to include him.
I don't believe so. Okay. Yeah, it wasn't one of those. It didn't need a bunch of celebrities, okay, you know, going on and on.
I gotcha.
But there's some really good archival footage of George Lucas being interviewed like on talk shows and whatnot. It opens up with him being interviewed by Jon Stewart on The Daily Show.
How about that?
Yeah. And Jon Stewart's a fanboy, so he starts asking him questions.
I'm excited to see this. I'll see it for sure.
And then finally, I saw a very interesting movie. It's interesting in the fact that I have no recollection of putting this in my queue.
Mm-hmm.
It just came out like a week or two ago.
Okay.
I looked it up. I'm like, why is this in my queue? And why is it coming to me very soon? I started reading
did
a little bit about it.
It.
Somebody did, obviously. And it's got a very low rating pretty much everywhere. And it's a post-apocalyptic future movie about two rival gangs who fight for control of Fraser Park by playing Beat Beat Revolution.
I have no idea what this is.
Revelation. Is it Revelation?
Revolution.
It's a revelation. A deadly version of Dance Dance Revolution.
Oh, well, maybe that one.
It's a new one. Revelation. You lose, you die.
Oh, my God.
And it is called The FP, Brian.
Okay.
And it is made by director to a brother team, Brandon Trost and Jason Trost. And it is not good. It is screaming,
okay,
please let us be the next Napoleon Dynamite. Much darker, filled with racial.
He laughs.
Racial, I mean, they actually have an acronym. What is it called? For NIGGA. They actually have, like, it
they
stands
have an
for
acronym?
Never acronym.
Oh, interesting.
Never.
Well, what forms an acronym? What is the word they use? What is
the NIGGA. I can't remember exactly what it was, Brian. I should have written that down probably. But it's very, very low budge.
Right.
But not so low budge that you're like wincing in pain. The acting is very stiff. One of the brothers, Jason Trost, plays J-Tro, and his brother.
Named after himself, by the way.
Jason Trost was his, yeah, so very close, very close.
Well,
and,
probably his nickname or something.
Here's the one reason why I can say, you know what, if it's ever streaming, and you got a little bit of a sick, twisted sense of humor. If we ever did like bad movies with great characters, Lee Valmassi
okay,
plays L-E-E, and he's got a grill, and he's supposed to be the baddest, blackest motherfucker in the FP, except he's white as can be with a mohawk and a grill. And he is fucking hilarious, Brett. I loved his character. I want to see
that's
a whole
a
movie.
That's a good top five. I would absolutely do that top five.
More
top five
centered around him.
Bad movies with great characters.
There's definitely funny parts in this movie, but it's so It's screaming, please make us a Midnight Madness movie. Please make us the new dark Napoleon Dynamite. It's time that, you know, and you can almost hear them snickering off camera as they're shooting it. However, all that being said, I will always remember this movie for Lee Valmassi. And if it's streaming, I will definitely watch it again, at least for his parts. Because as LWE, I thought he was fucking hilarious. He had just so many quick lines, so fast, treats all the women terribly. He's just a bad, bad, hilarious person.
Nice.
Lots of racial things.
Ooh, maybe I'll see it.
They call each other
it's the N-word.
Bizarre. And there's I can't remember any black people in the movie.
Remember last week when you told Gil they threw kids in the fire in the movie?
I do recall that. Was that bad? I didn't think it was that bad. I remember we started laughing like schoolgirls.
I could see the Gil aged a little bit in that moment. He grew up.
No, he perked up. He's like, maybe I want to watch Beastmaster if they throw babies in the fire.
He grew up a little bit.
The FP stands for Fraser Park. Bizarre movie. I wish I could like him more.
Okay.
Yeah.
A movie you recommend. Time for me to flip fast.
A movie you recommended
to me. Both you and Bobcat recommended. And I said, you know what? I'm finally going to see The Devil and Daniel Johnston.
Hey.
Hey, 2005, directed by Jeff Fwezer.
Wait, that doesn't matter.
Fwezig?
The guy who directed Half Japanese. Listen, when you do this, when you do movies like this that I hold so dear to my heart, that I love, I kind of like freeze. Like,
really?
I prepare for you to tell me something.
Okay, so what happens when you freeze? Because part of you must be like, gosh, I hope he likes it. The other party must be like, if he doesn't like it, he's the guy who likes fucking Transformers.
No, I want you to like it.
Okay.
Definitely want you to like it. I hope you like it.
This was not a great film.
Fuck you.
It's a very good movie. I like this a lot.
Good.
You know what?
You watch it with a lady?
No, I watched it on my own. If she was at work and I was trying to cram in a movie because I know we had to get a couple episodes in, and I saw Devil and Daniel Johnston, would it have been my top five rock docs had I seen it before? Possibly.
Hey, look at this.
I put it on par with my number five film, Let It Be, about the Beatles. It's a very different film, but this is a – there are – it's – I don't know if it's a great movie. It's very good, in my opinion, with all do I know. But it's very affecting. There are parts of it that will stay with me for sure for a long time. And it's a tiny – forgive me, Anderson. It's a tiny bit of a hipster thing because I can see a lot of you and the people who turned out to see Daniel Johnston and were like, this guy's a genius. This guy's amazing. And
No, a lot of it is a question of like, is he a genius? Because the songs get stuck in your head and there's something so catchy about him. Did you like any of the music at all? Like, did you hearken like afterwards wishing that you could hear maybe Casper?
No, but I remember
they're
during...
They're catchy as hell.
There are parts when they're describing... I forget who it is. There's some producer or some musician describing...
Talking about
like,
he's the Beatles.
Basically saying, if you listen, the songs are pretty rough, but if you listen, you can hear the makings of what'll become a song, like a Beatles-type song, a Beatles-esque sort of melody. And if you listen to them, admittedly, these tapes are pretty rough. If you listen with a kind of a trained ear, I guess, you can kind of be like... Oh, yeah, I can kind of see how this could be interesting sort of, you know, this is a demo to an interesting song. Mm-hmm. That said, the songs are pretty rough, and I don't think anyone, any casual music listener, I could see my wife not enjoying this because she'd be like, the music was crap. Mm-hmm. I could sort of see through and be like, yeah, I could see this being interesting and going somewhere. And some of the stuff they did play from his produced albums sounded sort of haunting and...
There's definitely something there. And, you know, hipster or no hipster, I like his music very much. I own all of his little tapes now. But I'm not out screaming to the world, like, you got to listen to this. He's fucking genius. I only like novelty music for the most part. I don't like music that takes itself too seriously. That's why I love Ween so much. You fuckers better get back together soon because I'm hurting over here.
Oh, you hear that?
But, I don't, you know, I love Matt and Trey Parker's band, DVDA. I love fun music. I love Atari Teenage Riot, Brian. They don't take themselves too seriously. Mindless Self-Indulgence. They don't take themselves seriously.
The music part of this film, granted, it's all throughout, but it's not even the major
Metallica
part of
takes
the film.
Themselves
it's
seriously.
The story of Daniel Johnston, who's a very mentally ill, you would say. Yes, he's mentally ill.
Yes, he's a severe bipolar.
Yeah.
And he's and when he's medicated, he's one of those guys that's so bipolar, he has to be so heavily medicated that he's not himself anymore. Yeah. He says earned rules, and it's very depressing and sad. But what's amazing about the movie, that starts with him being a little string bean, like a little kid. You see him with his home movies at a very young age. And all the way to today, where he is a probably close, pushing 300 pounds.
Yeah, big fat man.
Gray hair, yeah.
So as it is a profile of a man, it's a really interesting movie. I recommend it to everyone. I also saw a movie that won Best Picture in 1973. Logan, read the listener comment I had asked you, I'd sent to you, please. A comment from our top five, what was it? Top five?
Heist films.
That's right. Someone leads to, by the way, many comments in that episode. And I at least read every comment, and I appreciate them all. So here's one.
This comment is from Ass Crack and Backsack. It says,
I have no expectations at all.
Please, please explain how this episode about heists that starts with Brian talking about Paul Newman's silver screen transcendence and doesn't mention the sting. Not even an also-ran. I love Butch Cassidy, too, but that movie is very uneven compared to the sting.
I had talked about Butch Cassidy as a heist film, and I had liked Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, and I had not yet seen The Sting, which I remedied, and I saw The Sting from 1973. Won Best Picture, directed by George Roy Hill, who also directed Slapshot, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, and Slaughterhouse-Five Anderson, which, by the way, should have made my top five movies that need to be remade list. That is a movie that is badly in need of being remade. Starring Robert Redford, this one, The Sting, starring Robert Redford, Paul Newman, Robert Shaw from Jaws, Charles Durning, Ray Walston, who you'll recognize as an actor who acted well into his 80s and 90s, I think, and Robert Earl Jones, who's the father of James Earl Jones. Same voice, by the way. Freaked me out when I heard this guy talk. I'm like, holy shit, that's James Earl Jones. Looked it up, turns out it's his dad. It won 7 Oscars. It did very well in the Oscars that year, won Best Picture, Best Director, nominated for 10, including Best Actor for Robert Redford. It takes place in 1936. Robert Redford is clearly the main character of this film. Have you seen it before?
Yeah.
You have seen it.
Flickfest it not too long ago. And actually, no, it was on a list. It wasn't Flickfest. It was on a list. I can't remember which list. I'm desperately
trying. The soundtracks?
No.
Because the soundtrack was fun. It's sort of an old-timey, 1930s,
It's been on one of my lists because I love this movie, but I always think of it and The Hustler kind of in the same vein. The Hustler and
different. The Hustler from 1961, 12 years prior.
But I think of them in the same vein for some reason.
I do think of them now in the same vein as they're very good movies. They show how much movies have evolved. Because the big thing about The Sting that everyone has always been, it's a great twist. Classic twist is one of the all-time great twists. The thing about The Sting, it really shows how far movies have evolved, because when the twist comes, I was sitting there expecting, here come the bad guys are coming back,
Brian,
well, I was expecting more, because nowadays when movies end, quote-unquote, there's a false ending, there's a twist, then the bad guys come back, there's another climax and blah, 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 and it didn't happen with this. The movie had a twist and it ended, and it was kind of refreshing almost in a way. It's like, oh, that's the story. They're not going to belabor this. They're not going to go over and over. And enjoyed it very much.
Well, yeah, because they used to know how to end movies back then. They didn't have to try.
Yes.
That's another thing about Savages. Let me go back for a minute. Any movie that has two fucking endings, guys, it's 2012. We don't need two endings anymore.
I agree. This
it's
happens
so
all
awful.
The time.
Savages,
that's
two
why
endings.
I was expecting the second ending when The Sting ended.
So terrible.
The credits rolled and I was surprised.
When The Savages, it ends and then you hear her say, that's the way I remembered it, but that's not how it happened. And you're like, oh, Christ, fuck
Jesus.
Me. Come on.
Yes, this is a Robert Redford film, by the way. I know they're both sort of pictured, as a tandem on the box cover and all that stuff.
But, Savages is from last week. I'm sorry for that outrage. I'm sorry for that outburst.
But Paul Newman is definitely more of a mentor role. Anyway, The Sting, 1973. Knocked it off my list because I've been meaning to see it for a long time.
It's close to a perfect movie, in fact.
I don't know how it could be improved.
Yeah, it was very, very good.
Yep,
love that. And good call to Ass Crack and Ballsack.
Good
was
call.
That his name? Was that his
ass
name?
Ass Crack and Backsack. That's a Corolla reference. Also, finally, I'll keep it short because, again, a short film. Saw a documentary on
Paper
the
Moon
documentary
could have also
channel.
Been on Paper Moon.
Documentary channel called Going All Pro. Subtitle, The Story of Fancy Clancy, the Beer Man from 2008. This is a documentary about Fancy Clancy, who was directed by Charles Cohen. It profiles Clancy Haskett, a.k.a. Fancy Clancy. He's a beer vendor at Camden Yards. He's been a beer vendor for 35 years.
Are we really getting to the point where, bottom of the barrel, we got to make a fucking documentary about a guy that's
oh, my
beer.
God, I wanted to see so much more of this. It was like 45 minutes. Thought it was going to be longer. Because Documentary channel does not do a great job sometimes of telling you exactly how long movies are. Mm-hmm. They'll say it's 60 minutes or 90 minutes, and next thing you know, 45 minutes have elapsed, and there's fucking credits rolling. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's more after the credits. But this was a very interesting documentary. It followed him around. It showed how he'd I'm not describing it with a lot of intrigue, but it showed him doing his job and doing the whole flinging things and taking the money and blah, blah, blah. And his dream, he does peanuts and no beer. Beer's his thing. He dreams of someday opening a syndicated thing where he runs a whole bunch of concessions.
How old is this man?
probably in his 40s, I would say. He's been doing it. No, probably older than that. He's been doing it for 35 years, so he's got to be at least 50, probably.
Was it shot on like a
Black
handheld?
Don't crack, Anderson. Hmm? It was for sure. What do you think? They set up a fucking studio in Camden Yards?
Well, was there a steady cam? Was it shot well? Were there jibs? I mean, did it have a nice feel to it? Was
it felt like a, it felt like a very elaborate.
Like his friend followed him around
felt
for
like a very elaborate demo of what I wanted to see more of. I want to see a full documentary at Fancy Clancy, because the life of a beer vendor to me in a sports stadium is actually really fascinating, and I would like to see more of Fancy Clancy. So, Charles Cohen, pick up the loose ball, as it were. Oh, that's a sports metaphor. Pick up a loose ball and run into the end zone and score a point for your. I don't know what I'm saying.
May you allow me to give you a quick beer vendor story?
Going all pro.
Would you allow me to give you a quick?
Please.
Anecdote. It was early 90s.
Anecdote.
Anecdote. That's what I said.
Anecdote.
The mouse died. Anecdote. Got the beta died?
Major construction.
Early 90s.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Anecdote. I was in Pittsburgh, Brian. Seeing the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Sounds pretty rough.
Playing at the Civic Arena. The Igloo.
Yeah.
Which has since been tore down.
Jean-Claude Van Damme was there.
Why you got to ruin everything, Brian? Why you got to ruin everything with terrible memories?
Sorry.
It's like, I love Hawaii. Yeah, the place you got raped. Brian, thanks.
Oh, the place the Zeros bombed? That's what you called the Japanese back in the day, the Zeros.
The Zeros, that's true. So I'm in Pittsburgh, early 90s. I happened to be there the week that River Phoenix died.
I could have said Japs and we'd all be in trouble.
Brian? River Phoenix, no, because they don't get mad. The Japs don't get angry.
No, but no. In wartime, that's what you called them.
They get even.
That's right. Yeah.
Call it the Germans Krauts.
Tora, Tora, Tora.
Mm-hmm.
The Germans got off easy in the insult department because Krauts is like some delicious thing that like sauerkraut they put on top of their hot dogs.
I call them Jew killers.
That they were. Mm-hmm. Top of their wieners.
Listen, can I finish my little anecdote?
Sorry.
Anecdote. So a beer vendor comes up. I'm not quite 21, but I did engage in conversation. What I used to do, because I was such a menace to society and such a thirsty man, thirsty young man, I would actually try and suck up and talk up to the beer vendors and see if they were
so thirsty.
Yeah, and like I thought maybe I could distract them with my awesome conversation and then say, and slip in. Yeah, I'll take one of those, by the way. So anyways, so I was talking to this guy, and then I looked down at his badge, and I realized that he's an older man in his mid-40s. He's slinging beer at the Civic Arena, Pittsburgh Penguins, the Igloo. Mario Lemieux on the ice, skating up and down, scoring goals.
Jaromir Jagr.
And did I mention River Phoenix died that week? And I looked down, and his name tag, the beer vendor's name tag, had River Phoenix's head at his face, like over where his face should be.
Wow.
And I'm like, hey, excuse me, sir, why you're not River Phoenix? He goes, no, I'm not, but I thought it was pretty funny.
He hit it for laughs.
I was
ready for like a tribute, like a stirring tribute to River Phoenix.
Pretty funny. Well, can I get a beer? He's like, not a chance in hell. And he just kept moving.
Wow.
I like that guy. I wonder where he is now. Probably dead. That guy was awesome.
Coming up next, the top five films that you can stream right now. Hey, Anderson.
Yeah.
So, has anyone bought anything for you on Amazon recently?
Yeah,
really?
Absolutely.
Oh, what did they buy?
Well, Nathaniel, who we thanked earlier in this program.
Oh, yeah. Like,
bought us
send
a
me a book.
Books.
I appreciate it. By the way, thanks again for the book, Nathaniel. Can't wait to read it. I appreciate you thinking of me.
And I was talking about how and when people send us stuff straight from Amazon, they should have a little place where they can put a telegram.
Yeah, you think they would.
And it just as I was looking down at Nathaniel's little sheet here, there's a note. And it says,
okay, what does it
Anderson,
say?
Thanks. You're the best. Enjoy the book.
Yep.
And then the other note says, Mike, thanks. Oh, you are hilarious.
But my name is Brian.
Bully Robot is the best. So I thought I just assumed because of the Van Gogh title that the books were for you and I, and they're for Carmelo and I.
So
this is really
so
uncomfortable,
taking,
and this is real, and I just discovered this,
so
and I'm sorry.
You're taking this book back.
It has to come back. Here's the good news, though. Nathaniel doesn't think you're depressed.
Oh, this is a silver lining. I mean, I am now. Amazon time. Time to go over through the purchases made by you guys on our own Amazon. Click through at AndersonandBrian.com. Someone bought a video capture device called El Gato. That's the cat, Anderson, in Spanish.
El Gato.
El Gato. Someone got a Blu-ray disc player from Sony. Someone got something called a growth chart. It's under baby, so I assume it's something you put on the wall and you need to track your baby's growth. Someone got a men's handkerchief set. I don't know why you need a set of handkerchiefs, but someone got some white handkerchiefs. Someone got a bonsai tree training wires.
What?
So someone's going to train their bonsai tree.
You know what that is?
What?
That's coat hangers.
No,
straightened out.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone got origami paper. 100 sheets of it. Someone's going to make some origami.
We have a round eye who wants to be Japanese.
100 sheets, by the way. Someone got a copy of Not Taco Bell Material. Thank you very much for clicking through our site to get that. Someone got a personal body fat tester. So good luck with whatever you're measuring.
I hope you're not anorexic.
Someone got a copy of The Giving Tree. Oh, it's a sweet book.
Look at that.
Always makes me cry.
You think it's to lure children?
And, of course, what would an Amazon purchase of the week be without... 2 10-packs of Amazon astronaut ice cream being
Amazon.
Sold. Neapolitan flavor, by the way.
Why do you always call it Amazon?
I do.
You do?
It's astronaut.
Astronaut ice cream.
Two 10-packs.
They're hungry for the ice cream, right? You go to space for a while. You don't just turn back around.
Movie time.
Here are the movies.
Goddamn astronaut ice cream every time.
Rushmore. What are you buying Rushmore for, people? The good, the bad, the weird. Look
at
that.
They must have heard you earlier in the show.
Was it earlier or later? I think it was earlier. No, that was actually earlier. The Royal Tenenbaum. Somebody is going on a Wes Anderson spree. The Tree of Life. 3-disc Blu-ray.
Oh,
DVD
my God.
Combo.
It's the
digital
one film.
Copy.
It's the one film.
When's your birthday, Bri?
Oh, my God.
Oh, I could make you. Could I? If you lose, could I make you watch all 3 discs?
Oh, shit, I never made you watch a film.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
We'll figure that out. Oh, wait, this is a preview.
God Bless America, again, last week as well. And Batman, The Killing Joke, Deluxe Edition. Killing Joke, a good band, by the way. You should check them out. Good band. Good band name and good band. Oh, and also, we should mention, Brian, that since we're doing Watch Instantly on Netflix, and or Amazon, if you're watching any of these movies, or any movie on Amazon, you can also click through for that as
That's
well,
right. You can watch almost all of these on Amazon. Any movie we mention, if you want to rent it, you can rent it for a day or for whatever it is, and it costs you like $2 or $3. So check them out. They're all on Amazon.
But you guys buy some great movies. Breaking Bad Season 4. Hey, look at that. Watch that instead of Savages. How about that?
Thank you all for doing the click-through every week. We appreciate it. It's going so much better than we could have possibly anticipated. But we appreciate it. AndersonandBrian.com is where you go to get any of your Amazon needs. Hey, I'm Dennis Haskin, you know, from Saved by the Bell, Mr. Belding, and you're listening to The Film Vault on AndersonandBrian.com. Yeah, welcome back. Thank you, Cody Hoffman. He's our feature artist of this week. He's from Chesterfield, New Jersey, a place I have not been. His self-titled EP, it's out now, Facebook.com/Cody Hoffman, Cody with a C, 2 F's on Hoffman. Now just go to AndersonandBrian.com. There's a link to... him, all of our feature artists in the past, information on how to become a featured artist in the future. So check it out. Thanks, Cody Hoffman. Top 5 instant streams, Anderson. Instant stream movies available now to watch on your computer or through your streaming device.
My number 5 is a bit controversial.
Why is that?
I don't know if it can really be, much like many of your little documentary channel movies that you've been talking about, TV shows. This one was made for TV.
I'm guessing because you did it last time and you are a... you're a Netflix whore, and I mean that in like the way like you hate yourself for loving Netflix so much.
I don't hate myself. Okay. I think it's a great company. It's
Point
one of
is,
good companies.
Are all your
them.
Films available on Netflix and Netflix only?
Yeah, yeah. That's as far as I knew, that's what we were doing.
We're doing no streaming movies right now.
I thought we would do a Netflix edition. We could do an Amazon edition another time later.
Well, listeners, because Brian's your friend, he came up with Netflix movies
and YouTube
and
movies?
Amazon movies.
How about Vimeo movies?
No, movies that are available to stream on both.
No YouTube.
That's right.
Listen, how about like just personal websites? I mean, a lot of people have their own little movies.
I don't know why I have to
there.
Mock my my thoughtfulness.
Because you know why? It's all defense. Because you started off with, I'm your friend.
That's right.
And then the anger took over. Now I'm trying to get back here. Listen, before we get into all that, I thought of a great segment just now as I was smoking half a cigarette out there getting the camera for Logan.
It's called Anderson Has Contempt for the Listeners?
No, for you.
Oh, sorry.
For you. One of my favorite radio programs, if not my favorite radio program of today, PTSD or PMS. PTSD, that'd be
PTSD.
A good name. Petros and Money Show.
Yeah, Petros.
Here locally in LA. It's also syndicated, so Petros, our friend Petros.
That's right, friend of the show.
They do corrections and retractions.
Okay.
And I'm thinking maybe a little segment.
Yeah.
Perhaps it'll be more wordy in some weeks than others. But I would like to give more, even more of a voice to the listener and the listeners, I should say, and where, like, the sting came up. And that's a great call. Yes, the butt crack man was true.
Back sack and ass cracker.
Balzac was absolutely right. We should have at least mentioned the sting. It eluded both of us. I think that there should be a segment somewhere where people can get in touch with Logan, perhaps, or maybe even you. Not me. And let us know about movies that we've missed, like from the previous week. So we can open the following week with, look, the listeners had a couple great points. They missed it as well on the listener's list, top five. And here are a couple of movies that maybe should have been mentioned last week. What do you think about that?
I think you should pitch this to me off the air.
No, I think it's a great idea, and I think I should pitch it to you on the air so you can't say, I don't like that.
How about this? I'll think about it.
That's what Brian would have said if you weren't listening. If you, the people, weren't listening. He would have said, no, I don't like it. And I'll tell you why. He gets all sanctimonious.
That's right.
He does that. Do you not say that?
I do all the time because I don't want you to think that I'm saying no arbitrarily.
You say,
a lot of people say just like, no.
I don't like that. And here, let me tell you why. Then he comes up with some weak noodle-ass reason to why he doesn't like it.
At least it's a reason. I make no apologies.
Well, that's going to be happening starting next week.
Starting next week.
Movies that you also, but this is a great one to start with because there's some great movies that are streaming now.
Sure.
Let us know.
Okie dokie. Number five for you or me.
I'll start with my controversial.
Yeah. Okay, that's right. You have so much controversy built into this number five.
Oh, I almost contacted you last minute, too, and said, can we just do documentaries? Because I realized that I was coming up with one documentary after another. I came up with one that's not a documentary, but the rest are all documentaries. Also, I have my list from last time, too.
Okie doke.
Number five for me. This is a movie that changed me. It changed me in a good way, I think. It made me see a lot of things clearly because I am OCD. I have problems with getting things done because I want them to be perfect, and I go over and over, and it doesn't really work out for you.
Are all five of your films documentaries?
Four of the five. Sorry. All about deadlines. It's all about one of my favorite programs. It was made for television. It is now streaming, though. It is a documentary. It plays out just like a documentary would. It is 6 days to air. The Making of South Park.
Oh, yeah. Man, I want to see that
Love this.
Film.
So many people I've talked to about it. Have you seen it, I ask? And they say, no, not yet. I've been meaning to see it. Well, it's streaming. It's been streaming for the last couple months. I highly recommend it. Matt and Trey are obviously very, very good at what they do, especially that Trey. And they really, what really stuck with me was how they actually give themselves 6 days to put together a full 22-minute episode of South Park. Obviously, they write some stuff beforehand. They come in with general ideas, but they actually do the nitty-gritty writing in the writer's room, and they do all the animation. They give themselves 6 days until it actually has to air. So there's no backing out. There's no missing that deadline. It's either done or it's not. It's either to their liking or it's not. It's never 100%. But what Trey said in that documentary was, I used to give myself no deadlines. It would take me an extra 6 months to do a 22-minute episode, and it would be maybe 15% better. So I said, you know what? I can't do this anymore. I'll give myself 6 days. It is what it is. And that's how we should all live our lives with everything we do, Brian.
That's true.
But very,
but
very
good.
It's
a bet after a while.
If you're a South Park fan at all, it's a lot of really great behind-the-scenes stuff. It's inspiring at times. It's hilarious. John Heder is in the room writing with them at one point. It is a good movie.
Good stuff.
Streaming now.
We're good? Must have moved?
That's what I said. John, you're going to fix that in post. Bill Heder is in the room with them at one point.
Not John Heder.
Which didn't
not
make
Napoleon
any sense.
Dynamite.
I always do that with Heder, Heder, Bill Heder. Bill Heder. I love that guy, too, and I should give him Heder. More reverence and respect.
Don't but be a hater.
It doesn't make sense, though. I still don't understand how he would be in the room with them writing when it was the during the SNL season. So I don't understand him could be in two places at once, but that's one of the only problems I have with that movie.
It's a mystery.
We should cut all that out.
Number five for me. Now, I'll be giving you two movies on each of my number one through five. Mostly because I'll give you one streaming on Netflix, one streaming on Amazon. But first, two movies that you can get on both. Amazon Prime, free for you, or for a small fee if you're not an Amazon Prime member. And if you're a Netflix member, free for you also. Number five for me, Tied, Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Hey.
You can stream that on both.
Yeah.
Yeah, free for Amazon Prime members. 2010, directed by Eli Craig, starring Tyler Labine and Alan Tudyk. I saw this film recently, or at the Flick Festa recently. This is a hipsters love it. And I have to say, I enjoyed this film tremendously. I thought it was very fun.
Why do you say hipsters love it? Why?
Hipsters love it. I don't know why.
Is that true, Logan?
Oh, you know, yeah.
Yeah?
That's a big thumbs up. That's right.
I still don't understand the hipster thing.
But you liked this movie, though, right?
I did. I thought it was great.
Yeah. Also, number five from 1990. How about this? Misery.
Oh.
The Rob Reiner film you like.
A little hobbling.
You like this film, though, right?
Yeah, I like
it. Yeah, and then you like Rob, directed by Rob Reiner.
You know why? I had James Caan as Rob Reiner in my head.
Oh, really? Getting hobbled?
Yeah.
By Kathy Bates with a sledgehammer?
I was Kathy.
Yeah, written based on a story by Stephen King, of course, starring James Caan, Kathy Bates, directed by Rob Reiner. Misery and Tucker and Dale versus Evil, both streaming on Amazon Prime free and also on Netflix.
A couple weeks ago, Brian, we did top five heist movies.
Yeah, we did.
And I
forgot to mention The Sting.
And it's right, we did. However, we did not forget, or I did not forget to write, to mention the good, the bad, the weird.
Yeah.
And it is currently streaming. Logan, let me ask you while you're in here taking our pictures and making me very distracted by your shutterfish. snap shutter bug actions. Shutterfish.
Shutterfish is a website.
It is. They're not on board with us. Have you seen The Good, the Bad, the Weird?
I have not.
You have not. 14%. How could you not watch this? It's Asian. Anyways, Ji-Woon Kim made this movie. It is a tongue-in-cheek homage to The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Love this movie. I'm not a fanboy, and there have been reviews suggesting you have to be a fanboy of the genre to like it. I disagree wholeheartedly. It is a great movie. The camera work that Ji-Woon Kim employs here is something to behold. It is a fantastic movie. And I should also mention, don't be scared of the 139 minutes.
No.
Because it's very rare that there's downtime. I mean, it's the tempo is fucking phenomenal for a movie that is so goddamn long.
You brought this up last week. Or two weeks ago.
139 minutes. And it's bang, bang, bang.
Nice.
The good, the bad, the weird.
Yeah. Number four for me.
God, we're going to fly through this episode.
I disagree. Number four for me is a tie again. I'm giving you one from Netflix, and that is Aliens, the sequel to Alien from 1986. Yeah, that's streaming on Netflix.
I think that we should each be allowed to maybe bury five of each other's movies.
I feel like
we talked about Aliens last week with the kid. I feel like we talked about it
the week
before with you.
We may have.
I feel like we talked about it 3 weeks before with you.
Okay.
I feel like we talked about it 4 weeks before. You see where I'm going here?
Yeah.
I feel like we talked about it 62
weeks
ago
with you. But
I'm
bringing it up as a great film that you should have streaming for free on Netflix.
Is there more than one Alien? Is that why it's called Aliens?
There is. There's
a bevy
of aliens. Directed by James Cameron.
Full aliens.
Starring Sigourney Weaver, Michael Biehn, Carrie Henn.
Who's this Michael Biehn you speak of?
Listen, what's his face? Gil's going to find out. Lance and his life will never be the same. Lance Henriksen, Paul Reiser, and Bill Paxton in Aliens from 1986 that is streaming right now on Netflix. And on Amazon, if you're a Prime member for free or for a low price, South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut. How about that? Bringing it back to South Park.
Look at that.
Beggar, Longer, and Uncut, the South Park
movie
from 1999. It's alluding to a
wiener.
Directed by Trey Parker. I didn't realize he directed the film. Matt Stone, of course, and Trey Parker. But
how could you not realize that?
I thought maybe they co-directed.
Oh, I see.
Maybe traded off directing. No, apparently Trey Parker is the director of the bunch. Trey is the director. Matt Stone and Trey do the voices, or at least most of them, and written by Trey and Matt. If you haven't seen South Park, maybe it's because you're very, very young, but it's a funny, funny film. Some of the best musical moments I've ever seen, at least in terms of funny. And, streaming on Amazon right now for $19.99. Go ahead, buddy. Number three for you. Take your time. Run your schedule.
It's a movie I brought up a number of times. It's a documentary, Brian. I believe it might have made some one of the list of top five documentaries at a previous episode. But it is a movie about Scrabble.
Oh, is that
documentary?
Wordplay?
All about Scrabble, not wordplay. That's all about crossword puzzles.
That's right.
Confuse the two. Both of them are almost as good as each other. I love both of them, but no, it's
the Scrabble one's better.
Word Wars that I'm talking
about.
Yeah, very, very, very good movie. Word Wars, all about the competitive nature of Scrabble.
Yeah, and the characters in this movie are more interesting. There are some wacky guys that travel to like competitions, right?
A lot of OCD characters in this movie that I obviously could get on board with and appreciate.
The one black guy in the world to play Scrabble competitively.
I don't recall.
They remember the guy with the dreadlocks?
Oh yes, he's very serious about it too.
Yes.
He has a little bag. He's got he keeps his pieces in a Crown Royale bag.
Yeah,
hard ass.
That's right.
When I'm not playing Scrabble,
he probably got that with ZBT.
I'm drinking whiskey. Don't fuck with me, I'm black. But doesn't he say that? That's one of the quotes, right?
I don't remember that part.
I don't recall that either. He always spelled out the N-word, which I found inappropriate. And I found it amazing that he could always win when only spelling out the N-word on the board.
It was seen as a veiled threat.
None of that's true. Very good movie, Word Wars 2004.
Word Wars.
Scant 80 minutes, Brian.
Yeah,
and,
it flies
obviously
by.
It does fly by. Really good. You want more. And I recommend that Word Wars. And you know what? But before the episode's over, I'll let you know of Wordplay, which is almost as good. And that's all about the crossword puzzles. Mm-hmm. I think came out right around the same time. I'll let you know if that one is also available.
Okay.
I always talk about those two movies together.
And then there's also Spellbound, which I think was a
trilogy. I don't think it's as good.
Really?
As either one of these.
Oh, Spellbound's very good.
Yeah, but it was one of those expectation things went in. And Wordplay, not streaming instantly. And actually, you know what? I liked Wordplay more than Word Wars. Yeah.
Really?
I 5-starred Wordplay, 4-starred Word Wars.
Really? Mm-hmm. Wow, I'm surprised. I might have to go back and watch that. Not really.
Really good.
Number three for me. You know, as I noticed as I compiled my list, that the Amazon movies are very strong in the comedy department. Some great comedies available on Amazon. Netflix, much more in the documentary category. So most of these are documentaries versus comedies. To wit, Number three for me from Netflix, I should say, Anvil, the story of Anvil. It made my top five Rock Docs list. And here it is at number three, the movie you can stream instantly from Netflix from 2009, directed by Sacha Gervaisi, starring, of course, Anvil, the band, the heavy metal band. Steve Lips Kudlow is the main character.
Lips.
That's right, the protagonist. And what can I say? It feels like a mockumentary, but it's all too real. It's about a band named Anvil who never quite made it, and their story of just...
Folks, my God. Can you turn out the lights a little bit? I'm burning. I'm baking in here.
As you really are.
It's fucking hot, man.
Wow, Logan is firing all the lights on.
Logan turned the lights up, and he just did a little porno shit with us. Amazing that you guys couldn't hear us doing that to each other. We were old-fashioned in each other. It was pretty awesome.
And we're back. Anyway, Anvil, the story of a band that never quite made it, but is still sort of hanging on. It's a very endearing story. I liked it a lot. I think you'll enjoy it, too. This is a great date movie because it's very enjoyable. It's funny, and there's also a little bit of pathos in there.
That's sad.
It's good.
It's very sad. You feel bad for Lips.
But it's it's not sad throughout.
No, not sad throughout, but there's definitely...
There are parts where you feel bad for
it. It left me feeling melancholy.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I felt bad for the kid, the guy, the man.
And if you want to get a movie on Amazon, listen, we just talked about South Park, guys. How about Team America, World Police from 2004, directed by, again, Trey Parker and starring Trey Parker and Matt Stone, starring, quote-unquote, their voices. Of course, it's portrayed by puppets, but... Team America, World Police. Speaking of great moments, I love the montage. I mean, great musical moments. I love the montage song and a lot of the America, fuck yeah, all that great stuff.
America! Did I tell you about my fucking neighbors that have a Harley and they like to fire it up on Sunday mornings around 9 a.m.? They're all from Boston. They're all from Boston.
You did tell me about that because you love their accents.
And they rev the engine yelling, America! And I only see
Are they doing
that
ironically?
I think they're doing it ironically. I hope to God they're doing it ironically because I kind of think that's funny. It almost makes me like them when I do that. But then if they're not being ironic, I need to move.
You really do.
I'm doing this, Brian. This is a rare moment where I throw an also-ran in right in the middle of the goddamn episode.
Mid-list.
If you watch Team America there, you know what a good follow-up is?
Mm-hmm.
This film was not yet rated. Streaming now on
Netflix.
Not on my top five, but a really good movie. And would be a good pairing because it really gets a very, very good documentary all about the MPAA and how they rate movies and how awful and evil they are. And they do a little sting operation and they follow these fucks around and kind of expose who they are.
Yeah.
And one of the movies that they really give the business to, they give the business to Team America, if I recall. They made a lot of, they made poor Trey and Matt there do a lot of edits to get an R-rated rating so they could play in the theaters. So that'd be if you have an afternoon to kill, you want to watch... I don't know which one you watch first, MPAA. No, this film is not yet rated, or you watch. I think you watch this film is not yet rated, and then you see the.
Yeah,
movie.
I kind of agree. Actually, yeah. You want to be prepared for. Oh, that's the scene they were talking about.
Great movie though. I love that.
I agree.
That's
a fantastic. That's a fantastic.
One of my also rants, but it just kind of came up here organically. What we need to do here, YouTubes, we need to take a break.
Break time.
Yeah.
Coming up next, the conclusion to top five movies you can stream right now. Also. Our gambling segment, the resolution to our gambling. Not yet home around. All right, you guys, big news. The response to our last Sniff Tracks was so great. You guys enjoyed it very much. We're doing another one, and it'll be coming out in a few weeks, and we're announcing the movie right now. Anderson?
We are.
We are.
It's to me, too, because I have no idea.
Starship Troopers.
Oh, that's right.
We're doing Starship Troopers. It's available on Netflix, and it's available to stream on Amazon, so you can get it anywhere you want. It's a very accessible film, a very funny film, very good film.
Yeah, here's the thing, though. If you've never seen it, I don't want you to like listen to a couple chuckleheads talk over it. I like, you should watch it. Let me warn you.
Hence
it's a good movie.
Hence
it's a good movie.
Now.
So check it out if you have not seen it. Watch it by yourself. But we're gonna be commenting.
My number five war film of all time.
Which I still dispute.
No, you appreciated that.
You
liked it at the time.
Appreciate it.
Play
anymore.
It back.
However, it's going to be a fun one because there's so many different flavors.
There's so much going on.
So many different flavors. And lots of places for us to talk about.
Yeah, Starship Troopers. Look for it in a couple weeks. Next Sniff Tracks coming out soon.
The mouse is dead.
Yes, thanks again, all of you, for listening. And thanks to Cody Hoffman for being our featured artist of the week. He has a self-titled EP. It's out now. Check him out. Facebook.com/Cody Hoffman Music.
You know what I hate?
Yeah. AndersonBrian.com.
People call episodes sodas. You see that soda? That was a good soda.
No one. Who's ever said that?
Oh, the anger.
Who's ever said that?
Somebody was saying it on a message board once.
And, really?
The very next comment was, "Don't call them sodas, bruh."
Just for that, you should call them eppies.
Don't call them sodas,
eppies.
Bruh.
Good eppy. It's good app.
Every now and again, people are very funny online. Every now and again.
It happens once in a while.
Don't call them sodas, bruh. I had to agree. Don't call them sodas.
Do your parents stream movies?
My parents hate each other. My dad's back to accusing me of banging my mom.
Wow. Is he right?
No, Brian. That's not really that funny.
I disagree. Like, it's actually quite.
5 years of my childhood, I had to deal with him. Actually, not in childhood. Like, my teen years. My dad just started saying, why don't you just go? Yeah, I know you're going to sleep with her. I know that you guys want to sleep together. What the fuck?
Your dad really said that to you?
Yeah, often.
That's terrible.
And then you're talking to me about Oedipus and trying to lecture me.
I have to be animated for Logan. That's terrible.
Logan's taking pictures of us. I'm not sure why.
He's taking pictures of
later,
me?
Later amusement.
And he's taking pictures of you.
So he asked Logan.
I'm wildly gesticulating right now.
Logan asked Brian to be more photogenic. It's pretty much what he said. And energetic. And
there's not much I can do about the photogenic part. What are you going to do?
So Brian is overdoing it now. And that is a good picture. Okay. Can we use these pictures for the site so we don't have to take a goddamn picture? How about that? So something good comes of this. Okay, good.
Okay, good stuff.
Let's talk about movies here that are streaming on Fuckflix.
Number two.
And Amazon.
But the reason I asked about parents, sorry, before I got off on that very uncomfortable tangent, by the way, about your dad. Mm-hmm. My parents own a Blu-ray player.
And a yacht.
Like, they do not own anything. Any seafaring vehicles. Actually, I wonder if
comes from wine country.
Is that a rich man, poor man thing? You own a vehicle other than a car?
What? Yeah,
like
sure.
ATV or like a boat, like that could be rich.
Yeah, it
man
could be
or
rich man,
man
or poor man. It could be Hush Puppy there in the savage.
That's right.
In the Beast
oh
of the
my
Southern
God,
Wild.
Yes, you own a vehicle. You own a vehicle other than
a
car.
Or it could be think of a rich person. I can't think.
Or
of
like
any.
A yacht or like a plane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, rich plane. Poor man. Planes, you're pretty much poor. Oh, no.
No, rich man, poor man. You are either rich or poor. No one in the middle class owns these things.
But who's a poor person that owns a plane?
No, you own a – the thing
I'm
is you own
you who,
a vehicle.
I'm telling you who. That weird, wacky guy that the you always run into in
Danny
movies.
Danny Deckchair.
That's like out in the middle of the desert, and he's like got a biplane in the back.
That's right.
Of course. Let's fire
crop
this baby
dusters,
up.
Crop dusters.
I'll get you out of here.
That's exactly
I know
right.
The Nazis are on their way. Nazis.
My point is – I said to my parents, well, this is great. You have a Blu-ray player. Hook up your streaming thing. You can watch Netflix movies for free. Streaming all the time. My mom says, nah, I'm not really interested. There's nothing good out there. There's nothing good. There's tons of great movies. Hence, to wit, this list.
You made a list for your mom?
No, this is the list. We're talking about great movies on Netflix, streaming.
Oh.
Or Amazon or what have you.
Okay.
Point is, number two for you.
Oh, number two for me?
Yeah.
We're already up there?
Yeah.
This is a movie that I was quite taken with. When I first saw it. Came out in 2006. I think it was last week, Brian, that I flicked Fest Savages.
Okay.
And I kind of said, you know what? This movie, this documentary, is much better than actual Savages. I'm talking about Cocaine Cowboys. 2006. Great documentary. What are you doing? Why are you acting like Kip? Brian, it's very hard. It's all about Griselda Blanco.
Cocaine Cowboys.
One of the.
Yeah. Was she on your top your villains list?
Yes, yeah, top five villains. God, I found myself clever when I put her on the list. I threw her up on that list of top five badass bitches.
You almost threw your shoulder out of a socket, patting yourself on the back.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's yoga right there.
That's right.
See, check that out. All right. So, Griselda Blanco, if you've not seen this, it's a documentary all about the drug cartel, the very, very evil, scary drug cartel. It makes you scared watching it. It's like, God, thank God. Actually, I got scared, I think, talking about Griselda on this actual episode. It's like if she heard us talking poorly about her, she's the type of character you might think, you know what, just to send a message to the podcast world, have those two fucking idiots killed. Wouldn't kill me. Wouldn't surprise me. But
what if she had a change of heart then and said, just kill the fat one?
She wouldn't want to kill you.
Oh, man.
You're the nice one.
That's right.
Too.
I'm the sweet one.
Right. That hurt me a lot.
I was talking about you.
To be honest, that hurt me.
Just talking myself.
Anyways, very, very, very good movie. Cocaine Cowboys. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna want to watch this one again. It's kind of you get the idea of where all that shit came from Miami Vice to Dexter's Origins, even in the shipment box where he was born in blood.
It's all there.
Cocaine Cowboys. The real life story of what went on in Florida in the 80s.
Yeah, the drug.
Scarface. I mean, you get an idea of where all
blow,
this shit
all
comes
that
from.
Stuff. Yeah.
Great movie.
Smugglers
you saw it,
Blues.
Right?
Yeah, it's a fantastic film.
Cocaine Cowboys 2? Not nearly as good.
I didn't see that one. This not is nearly as good. Cocaine Cowboys is very good.
Coke Cowboys, a great fucking
Coke Cowboys. Number two for me. Also a very good documentary streaming on Netflix. Like I said, Netflix, excellent with the documentaries. How about Winnebago Man?
Oh!
From 2010.
It's okay.
Directed by Ben.
It's all right.
It's definitely above average. Yeah, I give it a B+.
Yeah.
Ben Steinbauer and starring Jack Rebney. He is the Winnebago Man, who is sort of a...
Talk about hipsters. Hipsters were really into this actual, the original footage of this guy that kind of leaked that led to this movie.
Yeah. We're definitely getting more of it. And by the way, they're going to run out of these someday. But right now, this is a great time for documentaries about the early days of viral videos. Things that went around.
The VHS tapes
around,
that were passed
VHS
about.
Tape,
yes. Like Shut
like
Up
Shut
Little
Up, Man.
Man.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. That's which not as good of a film as this. But this is a passed around videotape of a man, Jack Rebney, who is doing an instructional industrial video for Winnebagos. And it's all the outtakes of him cursing and freaking out. And
he got very upset.
It's very funny. It's very, very funny.
It was okay.
Movie.
It was pretty
touching
good.
Movie.
He's kind of an annoying character. You don't really want to pull for him once you get to know him. You're like, ah, fuck him. You
know I don't know. I kind of did.
I felt... Yeah, I felt bad for him a little bit because he was making such an ass of himself at the end where he actually met people who liked
right,
him
because right.
he didn't know how to react to it.
Yeah,
I felt bad for him.
He was out of
there.
His element. He was out of his
totally
element.
Out of his element. But I did, he wasn't a character that I really wanted to see more of. That was the biggest problem that I had with the movie. That's why I didn't love it. It's because he was kind of a fucking pain in the ass.
Yeah, he is who he is.
Yeah.
He's not a great person. Speaking of very, very funny, one of my all-time favorite comedies and guilty pleasure is streaming on Netflix free for Amazon Prime. Excuse me, streaming on Amazon free for Prime members, Jackass 2, Jackass number 2 from 2006.
Isn't it 2.5?
No, it's Jackass number 2. They made it 2.5 with like a deleted footage directed by Jeff Tremaine, starring, of course, the whole Jackass crew.
No, it's not a movie.
I don't know if you consider this a documentary or not.
Not a movie.
But it is a fantastic film. I don't know what you consider it. It's fantastic. It's you know what? It's fantastic. It's kind of like Borat.
It's a series of gags.
Series of gags.
This could have been a YouTube video clip. That
oh, my God.
Can
you
forever.
Imagine? It was so amazing. I've seen it in the theater. Jackass number 2, streaming now on Amazon, free for Prime members.
Please tell me you have a listener list this week. Please, Logie.
I don't think you did.
No, there's no listener list. This is a recommendation episode.
If you were my son, I'd be disappointed. I don't know what that means. Number one. We ready for number one for
number
me?
Number one. My God, I'm so ready.
Oh, you know what? Got another email. That I'd like to read.
Oh,
somebody
this
sent to me
fantastic.
On my, and I didn't. God damn it.
Oh, boy, this is exciting.
I don't know. Fucking bastards. All right, listen. Somebody just sent me, just today. Can't remember the kid's name.
Summarize.
But he wrote to me. He says, you know what? I never thought of contacting you before, but I just wanted to contact you. And thank you so very much. I'm paraphrasing here. Thank you so very much. You've recommended movies in the past. I've watched them. I've liked them. But holy shit, am I glad I saw Resurrect Dead.
Wow.
Now, some people have also given me shit on my website saying, hey, this movie's overrated. You don't appreciate it unless you've seen one of the titles before.
I disagree.
Thank you, Brad.
I saw the film, and while it's not a great film, it is very good.
What? It's a great film.
It is very, very, very well made.
That makes a great film to me.
Okay, there you go. Then it's a great film to you.
Chris Allen wrote me, and he wanted to thank me. He said, I just have to say thanks. It is really is that fucking good that I had to write to you. So thank you, Chris, for making me feel justified in my love of this movie. I didn't need that from
but
you,
I feel
Chris.
Like if you're a casual moviegoer, you may not think it's amazing. Like, it's very, very good. It's interesting. They did a lot with a little. They didn't have a lot to draw from, and they made a really good movie out of not much. So to that end, yes, it's a great accomplishment. Right? They didn't have any like source footage to like pull from. It was all sort of spun out of whole cloth.
Which I thought when they didn't have the source footage, what they did with the animation was haunting and amazing. And that him saying, resurrect that, was forever in my head.
Wow.
Resurrect that. It's... There's a documentary every now and again. They like just like you said, they use what they have to such a... There's no murder. There's no death. But it had this creepy feeling to the whole thing. It was so scary.
It was the most unlikely suspenseful film I've ever seen.
And it shows you don't need to have, murder and like a whodunit to...
A whodunit though, Anderson.
It was, but there was no death at the end.
Right.
It was just...
There was
so
a mystery, but
there was such
no,
a mystery as to why he was doing it and who he was and what he was actually saying. And then the more you get closer to this character and you figure out just how fucking crazy he must be, it's what you do with the images you don't see inside of his apartment. Spoiler alert on what doesn't happen. A lot of people don't like it because there is no actual resolution. I got to be careful what I say, but...
You said spoiler alert.
Yeah. what goes on in my mind, what I'm imagining inside fucking that man's apartment, it's much worse than anything we saw in Seven. John Doe's apartment is tame compared to what's going on inside Resurrect Dead's apartment.
The guy that's been, his brain's been turned to mush over the course of a year.
I was just fascinated by it. It's what you can do with so little, just like you said, Brian, and it's inspiring and it's great. And he, the character who makes the tile maker is inspiring. I just love that fucking movie. I loved it.
It's a very good film.
And it's available right now. You can flick fast. People have been, a lot of you guys have been saying, Anderson, it's available. Let people know. And I put it up on my website, but I've been waiting for this episode to talk about it.
Yeah. There you go.
Twin B tiles.
Number one for me on Netflix. Also a documentary. Also one that you, I don't know if you specifically recommended it to me, but I first learned about it from you and Teresa Strasser on the documentary Disturbing episode. Dear Zachary.
Oh, no. 2008. Brian, come on. It's summertime. Let's be cheerful.
It's not cheerful.
Why don't we be cheerful?
And I don't know how best to describe it other than it
gut-wrenchingly
will stick. I don't even know. Yes, but it will stick with you. It will absolutely.
Makes you angry? Makes you very angry.
Makes me very sad.
Weren't you more pissed than sad?
No, at the time I was just sad.
If a movie's all about evoking emotion or invoking, which is it? If it's about pulling something out of you, this thing pulls something out of you.
That's so funny that your number one and my number one have in common the fact that they are very well-made movies. This was directed, written, produced. The music was done by cinematography, editing, all by the same guy, Kurt Quinney.
Who was just he was a filmmaker, but first and foremost, he's a friend to this guy. He wasn't even trying to make a documentary. He's trying to make some footage for his dead friend's son to watch.
Yeah, he's like, this son who's never met his dad, who's a friend of mine, I'm going to make this documentary so he knows all about his dad.
And slowly but surely, things unravel.
That's all
and
I'm going to say.
It is very, but it comes from an organic place where he's not trying to wow the audience. He's just trying to figure out what the fuck's going on and put together a story that unravels right before his eyes. So half of it's luck and half of it's definitely some skilled filmmaking. But what I'm saying is he didn't set out to, like, I'm going to wow the audience. Like, it just happened. You know what I mean?
To the point where you just said skilled filmmaking, his command of the material, like the way he sort of tells the story, rivals any narrative film I've ever seen. It is absolutely, he is in total command of the story and the material. And while it's not the greatest documentary I've ever seen, it's very, very good.
And it's ballsy.
It's an incredible accomplishment.
And it's a movie that a guy on the outside could not have made.
That's
since
what
he
I'm
was
saying.
So close to the family and everything that was going on, he was able to go in there and have very natural reactions and natural conversations with these people that were going through this.
You could tell
horrible,
he felt this story so deeply.
Terrible, terrible story. Yeah, I would not call it a summer, light-hearted, fun.
But it's great.
But it's very good. Save it for the darker days.
Now, real quick, I'll just give you the one that's streaming on Amazon for free. On Amazon Prime, you can get one of the greatest comedies of all time, directed by Martin Brest from 1984, Beverly Hills Cop, starring Eddie Murphy, Judge Reinhold, and John Ashton. You can stream that for free on Amazon if you're a Prime member, or for a small fee if you're not. One of the best comedies of all time, in my opinion, is on Amazon right now. That's it.
A couple also rans. I got three solid movies that I wanted, but you did 10. So give me my
That's
three.
True. That's good. That's a good point. That's a good point.
These are all on fuck list.
Plus, you also had one also ran mid list.
That's right. God, it's too much, guys. I hope you had your pencils out and you wrote down a couple.
Or you can go to honorable mentions on the website.
Because I want on there. You know, you should also go to Watch Instant, too. They have no affiliation with us, but I go there every now and again. He's got a pretty good list going on. Instant Watcher, it's called. InstantWatcher.com. We should talk to him about doing a little back and forth, I think, Logie. We talked about that in the past. We should do that again. A lot of these movies, though, were not on his homepage, so we're giving you a little something there. Here's three. Brian, you ready?
Yeah.
Sin Nombre.
Yeah.
Name. Basquiat, which people are kind of split on, but I still love my Basquiat. Story about Basquiat. And the original taking of Pelham. 1, 2, 3, which I've brought up so many times. Okay. So many times. Love, love, love. Love, love that movie.
Yeah.
So 5-1, real quick. Brian?
Hmm?
Hold on. What are you talking? Yeah, 1, 2, 3. I thought I got it backwards there. I'm second guessing myself. I don't like that. So, 5-1, real quick. 6 Days to Air, The Making of South Park. Number 4, The Good, the Bad, the Weird. It's a Korean film. It's a kimchi western. Word Wars, which is all about Scrabble, the competitive world of Scrabble. Cocaine Cowboys, which is all about the drug cartel. And then Resurrect Dead, story of the Toynbee tiles.
Yeah. I recommended Misery, which is on Amazon. Tucker and Dale versus Evil, which is on... Oh, no, excuse me. Both are on both. Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Both are on both.
And Misery are both available on Amazon and on Netflix. It's the South Park movie, available on Amazon. Aliens, available on Netflix. Team America on Amazon, Anvil on Netflix, Jackass 2 on Amazon, Winnebago Man on Netflix. I recommend that one, but not as much as I recommend Dear Zachary, also on Netflix, Beverly Hills Cop on Amazon. Check them out. Mm-hmm. Let's wrap up this gambling, Logan. We put it off for a week.
All right. I guess 2 weeks ago, you guys gambled on Savages.
Yeah. Oh, Come Guzzler 7 is on UJIZ streaming right now,
wow.
too.
Wow.
I mean,
wow.
That's a good one.
It's a really good one, actually. The acting is phenomenal.
Is it better than 1 through 6?
Much better than all those.
All right, you guys gambled on Savages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At the time, it had a Rotten Tomatoes score of 73%.
Mm-hmm.
Anderson bet 83%. Brian bet 80%.
Can I disclose also that I don't actively turn away from trailers, but I try my best for movies that I'm really excited about not to know a whole lot going in. And all the critics that you read and a lot of the people that are, you know, that go to Cannes and Sundance, same thing. You don't get overtly exposed to these movies beforehand. I try to know as little about movies that I'm excited about going in so that I can experience them the way that they're meant to be made. So I didn't know enough about this movie, obviously.
Okay. I didn't know anything about it.
And I was very disappointed to read a couple minor reviews before I went to see it. And, yeah. But anyways, that being said, that's why I thought it was going to be 82.
Okay. I didn't know anything about it.
Okay.
What did it end up at?
Okay. The Tuesday after release with 107 reviews, mm-hmm. the current Rotten Tomato score is 54%.
Ooh, it went up.
It almost a 20%
that's
drop.
That's
a rotten score.
It's a rotten score.
Tomato is not edible.
Hey, I'm back. Yeah, back.
Oh, I thought we took a break.
So let me think about what I have to. So we are going to gamble right now, right? And we're going to mm-hmm. conclude the week after. Yes.
You know what? You should have me watch that stupid Christopher Nolan movie.
Oh yeah.
I don't like the looks of that at all. Hope you don't make me watch that one.
You'll not be seeing that.
Fuck Christopher Nolan. You know I hate that Inception. That's true. I hate it. So I can only assume it's going to be more of the same.
That's right.
So
I might torture you then, make you watch it.
Yeah.
What's coming out this week, Logan? What are you gambling on?
Now, because we are taping this episode a couple weeks in advance, and because there's no Rotten Tomato score for The Dark Knight Rises yet, which comes out the weekend of this episode,
Jesus shit.
You will be gambling on the movie that will be coming out this weekend, Ice Age Continental Drift 3D.
Wait, hold on a second. Huh. Why don't we gamble on...
Yeah, what's your thinking there, Logan?
I mean, we could gamble on The Dark Knight,
yeah,
but you wouldn't have any reference point.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Fine. We'll just be suspenseful.
Okay. Well, then you will not be gambling.
I think that's
on
the big
Ice
movie
Age.
That people want us to.
Ice Age. Whatever.
Just for what?
I still have not seen any Ice Ages, so I just get annoyed when the trailer comes on. I'm like, I have no. We're talking about reference. I don't know what they're talking about. Why
Dark
is there
Knight,
ice?
Buddy. Dark Knight.
Why is there ice? Dark Knight. All right, we're doing it.
Yep.
And the pen. Okay. It's just the boringest part of not just our
little
show.
I always tighten
this up. Yeah, good for you, buddy.
Of any podcast ever. In the history of podcasts.
Hold on. Little Likas time?
We should go down to some kind of museum.
Little Likas time? Okay.
There should just be a room in some kind of podcast museum where there's silence. Like, this is a film vault when they're gambling. Just an empty room.
All right, buddy. So we don't even know what the score is going to be. This is just total blind gambling.
Yes, Brian.
All right, what do you think? What do you think it's going
to
be?
I apologize to our blind
What
listeners.
Do you think? What do you have? What do you have written down?
I wrote 94 with a heart around it.
Oh, I wrote 92.
Oh!
Oh, my God. I can see it being 93, by the way.
What happens there? What happens in 93?
We got to assign each other to watch a film.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what else is streaming right now is a very, very good, interesting documentary about Woody Allen. No, he is not made of wood, Gil. That was very cute when
it's
he asked me if Woody Allen was made of wood. Gil, our guest last week.
I like that a lot.
But it's a great two-part documentary biography on Woody Allen. For those of you who are somewhat Woody Allen fans, like myself, I am somewhat a Woody Allen fan. I like him. I do not obsess about him. I do not love him. But goddamn, his body of work is intimidating. That's one of the main reasons. But there's a 3.5-hour documentary just to add to that body of work, all about the man, and it answers a lot of questions. So there I also ran through on that.
That's
Woody
good
Allen
stuff.
Documentary. Good shit.
Oh, the music's playing.
Part one and part two. Right.
I can't wait to find out. I'm dying to find out who's going to win this gambling because we're so close.
I'm going
to
be
the last
camp
2 weeks,
the
by
thing.
The way, we came very close to each other's score. It was 80-83 last time.
But I'm gonna be out of touch from all phones, computers,
must
anything.
Be nice.
I'm not going to have, well, there's fucking kids everywhere. So
that sucks.
Imagine. It's more a matter of time before a parent or a
somebody hears.
Stumbles across. Hey, the Anderson is your counselor. He's not a real film buff, is he?
That would be a great... If we could roll tape on me trying to explain to a parent, because that's not really me.
No, but you don't understand. That's not... But Brian brings that side... But Brian, see, Brian's not going to be at camp. So
they edit
it
in such a way that makes me sound...
I talk about Cuffs all the time, so I'm obsessed about that movie, Cuffs.
That's right.
Logan plays it backwards, so it makes it sound like I'm saying fuck, but I'm not... Oh, I just said fuck in front of your kid. I'm sorry.
Ah, fuck.
They, you know they don't send me, because there's a day where we have to go down and pick up the kids.
Really?
And they never send me down to pick them up in the hospital. They always keep me up at camp. They give me some menial tasks to do.
Why am I sweeping this clean floor?
But then they let me meet the parents when we drop them off.
Thank
the kids
you.
Can all vouch
again,
for
Cody Hoffman, feature artist. If you want to be a feature artist in the future, you want information on feature artists, or if you just want to see Anderson and my smiling faces, AndersonandBrian.com. That's where you go for all of our Amazon needs. There's an Amazon banner right there. Click through and do your shopping, whatever you need normally. We got a few pennies in the back end. Leave a comment on our episodes. We do read them all. Or at least I do.
At
anyway.
Least I do.
Yes, I do anyway.
Brian. Stop it.
It's good, Brian's your friend.
Stop with your passive aggressive bullshit.
I appreciate the comments. I don't know if we both do, but I certainly do. There's a list of all our films discussed. You're like, oh, is that movie they're talking about?
Who do you think
right
writes
there?
The comments, dude? I haven't wanted to tell you this because it's too sad, but with your attitude, the brain cancer has kind of caused you to believe that this show actually goes out to people.
Oh, my God. You've been sandbagging me this whole time.
Your mom and I, and Christy as well, who's not really your wife. She's just
so sweet.
Being paid.
That is so nice.
You made a wish a while ago. You can't remember it, but you wanted a normal life with a podcast that people listen to.
That you think that much of my feelings.
It's your mom and I who write the comments.
There's an honorable mention section on the website. All of our movies are discussed there. Links to all our sponsors.
Part of you believes that.
That's right. Sniff Tracks. New one coming up, by the way. Check out the last one. Human Centipede. Still up there. What else is there? Yeah, Film Vault at Facebook, The Film Vault at Twitter.
How long you talk? The music is now gone. Way to go. Hey, Nathaniel, thank you very much for the books, too.
Who are we doing it for?
The book, which is entitled The Van Gogh Blues, because every week we do it for Van Gogh. Crazy, I just need your love.